Oh. Well, hello there, Mr. Teacher Man. I see you've been watching me sleep in your class again. Did you think it was cute? Oh, come on, don't pretend like you don't like me. You literally leave me asleep in your class on purpose. Is that so we can have some alone time? You know, you can just ask for it. You don't mind if I sit on your lap, do you? I see the way you look at me. You give me credit on answers that are wrong. And you make sure to give me extra attention, too. Do you have a crush on me? It's okay if you do. I mean, you haven't gotten me off your lap yet. Do you love it? Do you love the way I bounce on you? So you do. Do you like kissing? I like kissing. It's one of my favorite things to do. Wait, you actually like me? I just thought that you were tolerating me, honestly. Wait, you want to do that right now? I mean, I've never done anything like that before. Yeah, I'm a virgin. I don't know. I'm not ready. And I heard it hurts a lot, too. It makes me scared. I hope that's okay. You must really want to do it. Well, I guess if it's with you, it's alright. It won't hurt that bad. Right? I mean, I've never done it before. And I heard that you bleed too. Is that true? Oh. Okay, I think I'm ready. Wait. Okay, you can do it now. Wait, slower. Okay. Oh, it hurts. It's too big. Wait, go faster. Fill me up so much. I love you. I love you so much. Good. It hurts, but it feels good too. Yeah. I can feel you in my tummy. I want you to kiss me. Ugh. gonna come soon. Yeah, keep going. Be careful. I didn't think you'd come that fast and that hard. It feels so weird inside me. I can't believe you. Oh my gosh. It's so much. You came so much. Okay, well, that was like really short. So, to make this video a little bit longer, I am going to talk a little bit about myself. My name is Emily. I'll have some text on the screen showing you how it's spelled. I am a brown girl. I'm probably gonna lose some subs because, I don't know, I feel like whenever people know my skin color, it kind of drives them away. That sounds weird. You guys are probably gonna be like, oh no, there's nothing wrong with that, but I've literally gotten rejected in grade school and some high school instances because I am brown. I'm not black. I'm more on a lighter side, but I just say brown because, yeah. I play a lot of video games, like a lot of video games, and it's not cool. Like, I'd probably starve myself to death if it meant not getting up from the game. I play a lot of Rainbow Six Siege, Overwatch, Dead by Daylight. I also play a variety of fighting games. I like BlazBlue, Tekken. I just started playing Tekken. I main Eliza. I made her look super sexy and hot, and she turns me on. Because, you know, I like girls too. I also play Street Fighter. I main, Cammy. I try to main Juri, but I always choke. In Rainbow, I main, I used to main Finca, but whenever I played her, I felt super autistic for some reason. But I mostly play Lion. I recently started playing Hibana again. I stopped playing her because I don't know why. I just got new operators. Amaru is really good, but I haven't even touched her yet. On defense, I main Legion. I bought his Elite, but I kind of want Smoke's Elite, even though I don't play Smoke at all. He's like hella cute in the Elite. I also am very attracted to Valkyrie. I have the helmet headgear for her that makes her look like Battery from Black Ops. She's so hot, oh my god. I love, like, lesbians with tattoos, but they look more on a feminine side, like you can tell they're a girl. I don't like dykes, unfortunately. Well, there's this one dyke that I know, and they're like really cute, but anyway, I'm getting off track. This season, I did all my placements, and I placed Silver 4. I've never been in Silver before. I've always been Gold or Plat. literally never been in silver. So I cried. I'm very sensitive. So when I saw where I placed, I cried a lot. And my friends were like, oh, it's okay. The elo gain is insane. You'll be in gold in no time. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm silver 4. I mean, thinking about it makes me want to cry now. Sorry. Yeah, I'm your typical e-girl. Oh, that's not bad. I mean, I'm making lewd videos, so me being an e-girl must be okay. I wanted to upload this video sooner, but my internet got turned off, and I was out with my friends, so I didn't even know when I came home. It'll be out tomorrow. I have data on my phone, so I can probably edit and upload this video on my phone. I gotta make the thumbnail. Oh wait, or never mind. I have a thumbnail. I think the thing that's a little bit time consuming is the subtitles, because I'm super lazy. Yeah, I hate doing subtitles. But I do them anyway, because sometimes I just like reading them. My inspiration for my videos are Dude That's Lewd ASMR. She's solely the reason why I started this channel. I wanted to make normal ASMR at first, but I just could never get the materials to do it. Like, I don't have a camera. I mean, I thought I had a camera, but when I try to record, it's ass. It's so ass. So I wanted to get a Canon one, but those are super expensive. I'm trying to get a job so that I can just buy the stuff. And I have a bunch of money in a bank, but if I buy everything I need for ASMR, I'm gonna overdraft it, and that's not cool. So I'm trying to get a job. I've been talking to my friends, and they're like, oh, stop applying, just go to open interviews. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't know when that's happening. So I guess a job is just gonna come to me when it comes. Some of you will be unhappy about this, but I do have a boyfriend. He is currently trying to get a job as well, and I appreciate that very much. But I don't know how much income that's gonna be for us. We will see. I'm just gonna keep making videos on my phone. And yeah, the very first video I did, the horny girlfriend takes care of you, I literally recorded that with no mic other than the mic on my phone. Like, I held my phone to my face and I just talked. For my second one, I used the mic that I'm using now, the mic I use for playing games, and it seems to work out a lot better, but I breathe so heavily. I don't know, it came from me playing Rainbow. I hold my breath and then I let it out like that. I don't know if you heard, this mic doesn't always pick up my breathing, but when I'm online, people hear it a bunch. Oh my god, most of this video is gonna be me talking about nothing, and the actual ASMR is gonna get drowned out. I get extremely angry. My emotions are all over the place. I cry easily. And I get sad easily. Wait, those are both the same things. Okay. I cry easily and I get very angry easily. And it's very hard to make me happy. It came from, a depression that I went through. I was very sexualized when I was very young. And even though that stuff got sorted out, I still feel bad. I never got counseling. I just kind of confided into the internet. Internet friends, YouTubers, until I felt better. And, at some point I did in grade school. I was the class clown. I was always the person making a bunch of jokes and joking about stuff
you know, dark humor sort of thing. And when I transitioned into high school, it kind of just went away. I didn't eat at all for the duration of my freshman and sophomore year. By the end of sophomore year, I got contacted by my crush of 8th grade summer school, and we started dating, and we've been dating for about a couple years. We dated for the rest of high school. There was a point where he was like a big dick, like he was a dickhead. He wouldn't, you know, go out with me, he wouldn't take me on a date or anything. So I just basically threatened to leave him, and now he's been doing a lot better. For a long time he didn't want to work, so I was the only person getting money. But then my job got shut down and everyone had to get let go. So I've just been getting money from my parents, but I mostly use it for essentials. I try to put money to the side for recreational stuff, such as making ASMR, but, like, the well's dry, guys. So it's gonna be a while before I can do all that. Oh my god, my voice is so crackly. I was at the movies with my friends. We saw It too. I can't believe it. Actually, I won't spoil it just in case some people who are watching haven't seen. It's scary to me. Like, it's very scary. But don't worry, guys, I'm eating again. I'm eating a lot more. I lost so much weight, and I'm very small. I'm basically like a lolly now. Well, a legal lolly, I guess. So you don't have to worry about the FBI knocking on your door. This is getting a little long. I'm just rambling. I'm gonna have to wrap this up. I'm not just, you know, being annoying. Eating again. I've been trying to gain weight so that I can make it into muscle, because I want to get into playing sports, or I've always wanted to do MMA. When I told my mom back in junior year of high school that I wanted to do MMA, she laughed at me, and it made me feel super bad. And I remember. Okay, so at that part, my mic had cut out. Basically, I was saying that I'm gonna try and gain weight so that I can get into MMA. It sounds really fun, and I don't know, just something I wanna do. But yeah, this is long enough. And I was listening to my voice back then, and it's not even ASMR. So I probably, like, just ruined the video. Anyway, I'm gonna go now. Thank you for all the love and support. And you guys are the greatest that I could ever have. I haven't been doing this YouTube thing for long. I actually had a commentary channel where I would talk about stuff, but that's not getting me anywhere. I'm glad that ASMR is helping me, like, bring people in. And I want to thank Sebastian for the $9 donation. I appreciate it so much. I've never received any money like that ever. Anyway, I'm very tired from being at the movies, so good night, guys. I love you. Mwah.